People around here would probably tell you that biking in the city counts as an extreme sport. Well, here's another one, paintball. There are leagues all over the country like the National Professional Paintball League and Paintball Sports Promotions, and many outside of the U.S. Here's how the game works. You run around with a paintball gun and you shoot your enemy with pellets full of paint. Although that might sound unsafe, the people who play say it's fun and a great rush. KALW student reporter Christian Rose, a paintballer himself, headed out to the field to show us what makes this messy sport so appealing.
And we started.
About once a month, 15 friends and I meet up in Vacaville to shoot each other with bright orange paint. We spend about 6 hours running around a field, hiding in large wooden bunkers, and waiting for a chance to tag our enemies. I mean, friends. Some people might think of paintball as a barbaric sport, but to me, it's fun, in fact, addictive. My friend Alberto Hernandez thinks so too.
I play paintball because it's like an addiction. You just get hooked up. Just by playing, it's like an escape from reality.
Alberto's been playing for almost 4 years. I played with him for about a year. He invited me along one day, and it was so much fun that I wanted to go again and again. Now I go about once a month, and before every game, I listen to some music to pump myself up for what's ahead. Alberto and my other friend, Reggie Hernandez, also have little rituals before each match.
Before every game, I kind of pray that everyone has a good game and everyone has fun, no injuries.
Usually stretch and then give a heartfelt speech with my team.
Alberto, I'm moving to you! Oh,
this is me playing paintball with my friends. What you just heard is me running towards another bunker and paintball gunshots around me. Although you're only getting splattered with paint, that paint pellet needs to break. And when it breaks, it hurts. So we always wear gear like protective jerseys and tactical vests to keep us from getting too many bumps and bruises. I play paintball at a few different places, but they always have a staff member give the rules to newcomers and beginners, like in Vacaville.
Our safety rules right here. Rule number one is the most important safety rule. At all times when you guys are inside the netted area, when you guys are on the playing field, you have to keep your goggles on and down at all times to make sure your eyes are safe.
This is the most important safety rule. If that paintball hits your eye, you could get temporarily blinded and maybe even have retinal damage. So you're gonna need a mask. But once you have that, you're completely safe. Besides the bumps and bruises. But you won't really get seriously hurt. Here's my friend Christopher DeCastro.
People think it's dangerous, even though it's really not dangerous. It's one of the most safest sports out there. You won't get any serious injuries. Like, chances of getting a serious injury is like 1 out of 200,000 people.
So I did some research. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says that paintball is safer than bowling. I love paintball because I get all my frustrations out. It's hard to explain, but it's awesome. I'm just 16, but I get stressed out sometimes. I have family responsibilities, I'm worried about school and college, and a lot about my future. But with paintball, I could forget about it all for a bit. Alberto, Chris, and Reggie explain it this way.
You're in a small box, small field, and nothing else in the world matters except for those 4 or 5 minutes of the game. Because you're just so into the game with that, all the adrenaline flowing throughout your whole body.
Like when I'm playing, it feels like nothing else matters but winning. But that's not the only thing. It's like, as soon as the bell rings, It's like nothing else matters. It's an unbelievable feeling that you feel every time when you play paintball. It's just indescribable. You have to play it to believe it.
You just feel free, and you feel like the outside world doesn't really have anything to affect you. It's just you.
The thing I don't like about paintball is that it's not really popular. Even though we try to have other people play with us, they're still hesitant. So here are some reasons why you should go out and play, from people who know.
Well, we really have nothing to lose. Paintball isn't, it's just scary on what people put, or society puts on it, because you're shooting, and if you get hit, it'll hurt. But after you get through the pain, it's just really fun. Yeah, it makes you want to come back again.
I mean, you only have one life. You want to try as many things as you can before your life ends, so just give it a shot.
And when you give it a shot, don't get shot. Unless you want to get covered in paint. For Cross Currents, I'm Christian Rose.